time, the world's oldest subway system, London's Tube, is running around the clock for the first time.
Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
On Friday and Saturday night, two much-used lines, the Central and Victoria, ran all night, ferrying tens of thousands of partiers and night shift workers home. Officials have expanded the train schedule on weekends, called Night Tube, to help turn the British capital into a 24-hour city. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London's Underground.
This is the sound you hear at tube stations across London after midnight as people rush to get the last train of the evening. I'm actually here at Liverpool Street Station before Night Tube is kicking off, and people have been racing down the staircase here to get to the platform.
Henry Chart, a tech worker, arrives as tube staff prepare to close the gates.
Is there any lines which are running tonight?
To Barking only.
To Barking only. I kind of want to go to Baker Street. Is that
no.
Timed that badly?
Yeah, hi. My name is Frank. I'm with National Public Radio from the United States.
Hello.
I'm doing a story on the Night Tube that starts tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow. I wish it was tonight. Damn it, I wish it was tonight.
Riders like Chart got their wish over the weekend. Instead of rushing for the train, they stayed out later, took their time, knowing they had a cheap, reliable way to get home.
I live on the Central Line, so it's amazing for me.
Crystal Spilsbury is headed to the tube station after a night out in the city, London's financial district. A student and part-time butcher, she says with the expanded tube schedules, she won't have to cut her night short anymore.
It used to be that it finishes at 12 o'clock, but obviously now it's all night, so I can kind of make sure I can get the train home rather than spending about 3 hours on the bus.
And how long will it take you just taking the tube?
Oh, about 30 minutes and then I can get a cab.
London officials hope round-the-clock trains provide a shot in the arm to a nighttime economy here that's already worth an estimated $23 billion a year and employs over 700,000 people. David Leem works for London First, a nonprofit that promotes the city as a business hub.
There is that direct boost to those sectors that people immediately think of, the bars, the restaurants, the theatres. You know, it might give them more options about when they open, about the sort of services they put on. So, you know, might it mean that there are more late-night showings, late-night openings of different sorts of cultural activities?
But there's also something bigger at play.
It's really about competition, and in Europe, the competition is really fierce.
Mirk Milan serves as night mayor of Amsterdam, which means he helps manage the city's night culture. Milan says European cities compete for the most creative young talent, and nightlife is a big draw. He cites the famed club scene in Berlin, which relies on an all-night subway.
It sparked an explosion of creativity, and nowadays you have like best tech startup scene in Europe, in Berlin. When there are a lot of young creative people living in the city, these will attract the creative industry. And everybody knows nowadays that the creative industry is an engine for economic growth.
Which could prove very important as the United Kingdom prepares to leave the European Union and London perhaps loses some of its economic edge. Back out on the street, Night Tube is encountering a glitch or two. Most of the tube entrances to Liverpool Street, which sits amid office buildings in the financial district, are closed. A crowd is trying to find a way in.
Where do we go?
Where do we get into Liverpool
Street Station? The other side,
sir. Oh, it's all blocked up.
It's all shut.
It's totally confusing, isn't it?
It's really confusing, to be fair.
Can Night Tube help turn London into a city that never sleeps? Not everybody's convinced. Carlo Henrich hit several cocktail bars on Friday night. They all closed at the usual time. Henrich, who's worked here as a psychiatrist for a decade and a half, says London's a taxing city, and many people, including night shift workers, aren't looking to stay up later.
When you go in the restaurants, in the bar, at around 1 o'clock, you're not very well received, you know? That's what we experienced this evening. There wasn't any attitude of welcoming the new generation of the 24 hours. It was more go to bed.
Either way, Night Tube will expand this fall. As the city runs three more subway lines, the Jubilee, Northern, and Piccadilly, all night on the weekends. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.